This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Whoever you are and wherever you are on your life's journey, you are welcome here. We're glad you're here today. And a special welcome to visitors. We're always happy to have visitors with us, and we hope that you make yourselves at home. There are welcome cards in your bulletins and in the pew racks in front of you. We invite all worshiping to take a moment, fill out a card, and place it in the offering. Pastor Carl and I pray for you following the service by name, and if you have a special prayer request, let us know about that, and we'll include that in our prayer ministries this week. Well, our Easter season continues as Christ is alive, and this joyous day, as we also celebrate Oscar's baptism, we remember from the gospel Jesus words to his disciples that God has come to make a home with us. And what does that mean for our life now? That God is at home with us. And God wants no one, no child, left behind from that promise. Today is also Memorial Day weekend, and as a part of our remembrance of those who have lived and died for peace, we will light candles and say prayers for peace. You'll be invited to do that later in the service, after the choir anthem, as we sing the hymn, "This Is My Song." Well, let's do this. Invite the baptismal party to come forward.
And we invite everyone here to please open to the front of your hymnals to page 227. The pages are at the bottom of the front part of your hymnal. So please find page 227 for the sacrament of holy baptism. God, who is rich in mercy and love, gives us a new birth into a living hope through the sacrament of baptism. By water and the word, God delivers us from sin and death and raises us to new life in Jesus Christ. We are united with all the baptized in one body of Christ, anointed with the gift of the Holy Spirit and joined in God's mission for the life of the world.
We present Oscar Hugo Rasakatla Joyston for baptism.
So Chris and Katie, called by the Holy Spirit, trusting in the grace and love of God, you desire to have your child baptized into Christ.
Amen.
As you bring your son to receive the gift of baptism, you are entrusted with responsibilities to live with him among God's faithful people, to bring him to the Word of God and to Holy Supper, to teach him the Lord's Prayer, the Creed, and the Ten Commandments, to place in his hands Holy Scripture and nurture him in his faith and prayer so that Oscar may learn to trust God, proclaim Christ through word and deed, care for others in the world God made, and to work for justice and peace. Do you promise to help your child grow in the Christian faith in life?
We do.
So parents and godparents, do you promise to nurture Oscar in the Christian faith as you are empowered by God's Spirit, and to help him live in the covenant of baptism and in the communion with the church?
We do.
People of God, do you promise to support Oscar Hugo and pray for him in his new life in Christ?
We do.
Parents and godparents, I ask you to profess your faith in Christ Jesus, reject sin, and confess the faith of the church. Do you renounce the devil and all the forces that defy God?
I renounce them.
Do you renounce the powers of this world that rebel against God?
I renounce them.
Do you renounce the ways of sin that draw you from God?
I renounce them.
And all of you here, all people of God, do you believe in God the Father?
I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God?
I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead.
Do you believe in God, the Holy Spirit?
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints,
the forgiveness of sins,
the resurrection of life,
and the life everlasting. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
We give you thanks, O God, from the beginning your Spirit moved over the waters. And by your word you created the world, calling forth life in which you took delight. Through the waters of the flood you delivered Noah and his family, and through the sea you led your people Israel from slavery into freedom. By the river your son was baptized by John and anointed with the Holy Spirit. By the baptism of Jesus' death and resurrection, you set us free from the power of sin and death and raise us up to new life in him. Pour out your Holy Spirit, the power of your living word, that those who are washed in the waters of baptism may be given a new life. To you be given honor and praise through Jesus Christ our Lord. In the unity of the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Oscar Hugo Rosicotta Joycert, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Sustain Oscar Hugo with the gift of your Holy Spirit, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord, the Spirit of joy in your presence, now and forever. Amen. You can hold. Oscar Hugo, child of God, you've been sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked with the sign of the cross of Christ forever.
Amen. We light a candle to remember Christ's light shining even in the darkest places and present this to you. Let your light so shine before others that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Now let's be heavy turn the congregation and let us welcome the newly baptized.
We welcome you into the body of Christ and into the mission we share. Join us in giving thanks and praise to God and bearing God's creative and redeeming word to all over the world.
Okay.
I present to you the newest member of the body of Christ, member of San Marcos Lutheran, Oscar. And just as Chris and Katie's family, our family has been changed due to the addition of this child of God, so too the body of Christ has changed and becomes a new and so to acknowledge that together we stand and sing, we know that Christ is raised. continue with the prayer of the day on page 4 of your bulletin. Let us pray. Bountiful God, you gather your people into your realm, and you promise us food from your tree of life. Nourish us with your word, that empowered by your Spirit, we may love one another and the world that you have made through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. May we sit.
A reading from the book of Revelation. And in the Spirit, he carried me away to a great high mountain and showed me the holy city, Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God. I saw no temple in the city, for its temple is the Lord God the Almighty and the Lamb. And the city has no need of sun or moon to shine on it, for the glory of God is its light, and its lamp is the Lamb. The nations will walk by its light, and the kings of the earth will bring their glory into it. Its gates will never be shut by day, and there will be no night there. People will bring into it the glory and the honor of the nations. But nothing unclean will enter it, nor anyone who practices abomination or falsehood, but only those who are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Then the angel showed me the river of the water of life, bright as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb, through the middle of the street of the city. On either side of the river is the tree of life with its 12 kinds of fruit, producing its fruit each month. And the leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nations. Nothing accursed will be found there anymore, but the throne of God and of the Lamb will be in it, and his servants will worship him. They will see his face, and his name will be on their foreheads, and there will be no more night. They need no light of lamp or sun, for the Lord God will be their light, and they will reign forever and ever. The Word of God.
The Holy Gospel according to John, the 14th chapter. Jesus answered Judas, not Iscariot, "Those who love me will keep my word, and my Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them. Whoever does not love me does not love my words, and the word that you hear is not mine, but it's the Father who sent me. I've said these things to you while I'm still with you. But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I've said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid. You heard me say to you, I'm going away and I'm coming to you. If you loved me, you would rejoice that I'm going to the Father, because the Father is greater than I. And now I've told you this before it occurs, so that when it does occur, you may trust, you may believe. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Be seated. Those who love me will keep my word, and my Father will love them, and we will come to them, and we will make our home with them. Home is such a loaded word. It's such a rich word, such a rich word of meaning. At our council meeting this week, we used that reading, the gospel reading, as our devotion. And I asked everyone to reflect on what that word home means for them, and, you know, what feelings it brought up. And we got some responses. Sanctuary. Nest. A nurturing place. Relational. Acceptance. Eye of the storm. Protected. With people you love. Not just a location, but it's who you're with. It's relational. God's dream of shalom. Because home is for all of God's children. Home is for one and all. And I was thinking about the responses. What struck me is those responses are all very, I think, positive. Yet I know that there are far too many around the corners of our neighborhoods, around the other side of the globe, who don't have a home. Or home isn't such a good place. Maybe there's abuse. Or refugees who have to leave their home because they're displaced by tyrants, seeking, maybe they want to go back, but ultimately maybe seeking a new home. We all long for a place called home. A place to feel warm and cared for. A place to come in for shelter out of the cold, cold weather of Southern California. A place where you can escape the rain. A place to come in for relief when it's hot outside and you can't stand the sun anymore. We need a place where we're respected to, where we can love and where we're able to love one another in a healthy way. In this life, in this world, I know that some of us find that place called home easier than others do. And as far as human families are concerned and homes, there is no home, there's no human family that's perfect. But don't forget this, because when we talk about home and family in the church, we're really not talking about that. We're talking about another kind of family, the family of God. It's a family that God calls us into. God coming to get us and bring us home, because God just loves us to death. Ready or not, God is coming to be at home with us. Jesus' disciples discovered along the way something about what that was about. But they came to this new reality really kicking and screaming when you think about it. Jesus called these disciples together to be a new kind of family. These women and men, and that was breaking one barrier right there. Followers of Jesus who weren't related by blood except a couple who were blood brothers, but other than that, they didn't come from the same place in the country, they didn't come from the same status either, they came from different occupations, and they didn't grow up together, yet they were thrown together with Jesus, and they traveled with him, because home for Jesus was a way of going, a journey. And they ate with him, and they listened to him, and they saw him feed the sick and feed the hungry and heal the sick. And they followed him as he led them across borders into foreign territories they'd never been before. They followed Jesus as he broke boundaries and as he ate and drank with both the right kind and the wrong kind of people. Imagine that. Jesus leading his disciples to experience a God who's wildly inclusive, A God who doesn't care about race or gender or class. Imagine that. Have you ever wondered if God has a sense of humor? Well, just look at the material God has to work with, you know? God's disciples, you and I. Think about it. Ragtag disciples, just like you and me, people that come to discover that literally all that binds us together is Christ Jesus. That's it. This Jesus that comes to dwell with us and then invites us to come along, take up our cross, and follow Him. And we do it over and over again, day by day by day, as we live out our baptismal calling. Imagine that. We follow Jesus. What's a disciple of Jesus to do? Follow Jesus. That's it. We follow the one that knows the way, that is the truth. And on good days, I can do that with a smiley face and be happy and joyful and say, yes, it is good to follow Jesus. But on most days, if you're like me, maybe you're not, you go along kicking and screaming, you know? Because here's the thing. When I signed up to follow Jesus for this discipleship thing, I really didn't know what I was getting into. Didn't know. What about you? Today, another little disciple starts following Jesus. And it began for Oscar right here. And the truth is, Oscar has no idea what he's getting into. Oscar Hugo Rasikatla Joystick, carried by his parents to the baptismal font where God's word was joined with the splashing waters of that great bath, baptism. And it's there that this infinite God that is beyond time and space, this God that is eternal, comes in this particular way attached to the water and the Word. And the Holy Spirit poured out. Yes, God coming to dwell in Oscar. God being at home with this beloved child. And it's God's eternal yes. Think of that. We have to look at our devices and see how many responses we get to Facebook posts or Instagram or whatever, whether we're liked, or whether we're slim enough or good looking enough or have enough money that the world tells you we're not good enough. God says, yes, just as you are, I love you, my child. And what does that little guy bring to the arrangement? Nothing at all, not a thing. Only resting in his parents' arms. What other choice does he have? But to lie back in those arms that carry him along, which in fact is perfect trust, perfect faith, perfect love. It doesn't get better than that. Oh, some days we go along kicking and screaming. Today Oscar wasn't. That was great. But there will be days that we won't. Because truth be told, God does not wait for us to get our acts together. God loves us right now, here today, just as we are. And God doesn't wait for us to get pretty and clean up our faces and our bodies and be the best and brightest and most lovable. God claims us as we are, warts and all. God loves us so much. God takes the initiative always, always, always coming in our direction because that's what God does. That's the heart of God, the desire so much that God will be with us. I discovered at the festival of preaching when the speaker said that with is God's favorite word. I go to the festival of preaching every couple of years, so hopefully someday I'll learn how to preach before it's too late. Think of that with. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And the rivers shall not overwhelm you. Walking through fire, I'll be there with you. Now God's home is with mortals, with human beings. He will be with them as their God, and they will be his people. You should call his name Jesus, Emmanuel, which means God is with us. And at the end of Matthew's gospel, before Jesus' ascension, he says to his disciples, "All power has been given to you, baptized in the name of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And lo, I am with you always to the end of the age." God is at home with us. That's stunning. This past week in the German forest, very small bone fragments were discovered and identified as the remains of U.S. airmen that died during World War II and were listed as missing in action for over 75 years. Think of that. These remains are being returned home to be buried with full military honors, with their descendants witnessing the honors. With a similar story in our own congregation, Kathy Lindgren, her uncle had died in World War II, and they received word a couple years ago that a farmer on an island in the South Pacific had found these bones, and they were her uncle, and they went to retrieve the bones and bring them back and give him the honor he deserved. It boggles the mind. These discoveries taking place, combining forensic science and detective work, is kind of like CSI and Indiana Jones coming together. Those involved in these efforts say they do this because they want no man, no person left behind. No person will be left behind whose lives were sacrificed are not forgotten. Those that died sake of their neighbors, they shall not be left behind. Such dedication of these individuals bringing home those who sacrificed so much for their neighbors. When I saw that story this week, it moved me deeply. It moved me. And then I remember what God does. Coming to us in Christ Jesus. This one called Emmanuel, God with us. Coming to be with us because no child of God will be left behind. God doesn't want anyone to be left behind. This Jesus who comes to live with us, dwelling with us, showing us how to love one another, to forgive one another. This Jesus who sacrificed everything for the likes of you and me, and even death, and at that death on a cross. The one whom God raised from the dead because every child of God deserves a rich life of future love and grace, an abundant life. It begins now and continues forever and ever. God wants no person left behind. And God will go to all lengths to bring us home. And as we follow the one that knows the way, that is the truth, we discover a new way of living and loving and forgiving. It's not easy. It takes work. Remember that thing about loving our enemies? But that's the work we're given to do. To work for justice and peace among all the earth, and to work for creation's sake. And that's our baptismal calling. Many of God's children still have no place to call home on this earth, and God weeps at the way that we children treat one another when we treat one another terribly. When children are hungry and families are homeless and bloodshed continues to flow between military on all sides, it breaks God. But here's the good news that takes your breath away. Knowing all that, knowing how badly we children can treat one another, God cannot give up on us. God stuck with us because God is at home with us. Knowing that God knows, still God keeps on loving the likes of you and me, and Jesus promises, "I'm here to stay." We're making our home with God's children. Do you see what that means? God's home with us. Jesus says, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. My peace I leave you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world gives. I give it freely, for I am in the promise of making a new home, a home for you, my dear child." God coming to be at home with God's children, whoever they are, and wherever they may find themselves on the journey of life. And this good news is that God is already at work today in your life, right where you live, right where you make your home, where you go to work, where you play, where you go to school, where you play golf. It's a home for all of God's children. This is wondrous stuff because God, don't forget, doesn't want anyone left behind. My beloved children, you are children of the light. Walk into that light, start living into that love and forgiveness. Sisters and brothers, in spite of ourselves, despite kicking and screaming, we're going to become the family of God that God promises, because that's God's promise. God's dream of shalom. And God invites us to dream that dream with God, God's dream of peace. My dear people, imagine this. No matter how you feel today, maybe you're not feeling so good about yourself. No matter how worried we are about life, no matter what gnaws at the pit of your stomach or mine, no matter what grief you bring here today, nothing, nothing can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. Nothing. Do not let your heart be troubled. Do not be afraid. You and I have a home with God. Because God has come to be at home with us. Now may the peace of God that passes all understanding keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Amen.
with the prayers of intercession. Rejoicing in the resurrection of Christ, let us remember in prayer the church, the world, and all those in need. Jesus, Prince of Peace, we pray that you will give us peace for our souls, peace for our families, peace for our communities, our nation, and our world. Help us to accept your peace and work diligently to share this peace, the peace that makes no human sense, with others. Lord, in your mercy. And Jesus, you never leave us to face our challenges alone. Thank you for the gift of your Holy Spirit, our advocate, our helper, our friend, as close as our breath. We pray that we will recognize your Holy Spirit, and we give you thanks for the comfort she brings. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
And gracious Lord, coming before you now, we accept that you want good for us and that you are the source of healing, life, and love. So we come before you now with ourselves, our loved ones, our situations in need of your healing, your peace, and your grace. These that we pray for now, either aloud or in the silence of our hearts. We pray for Mary and Linda, for Bill and Melinda, for Patty and Marcia, for Kathy. We pray your blessing on the family of Louise Testerman at the death of her sister and her son-in-law. May your comfort surround them. And gracious Lord, we give you thanks for the baptism of Oscar Hugo. May he continue in your grace and your love, dripping wet with your abundance. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Gracious Lord, we bring before you this world that you love, this world you came to save. We ask, Lord, for your peace, your healing, your reconciliation, especially for the people of Syria, Afghanistan, Iraq, and Iran, Palestine, and Israel, South Sudan, all the areas of the world undergoing civil unrest, North Korea. Gracious Lord, we pray your blessing on the peace talks in Norway about Venezuela. We pray your help and your protection for the people of Central America. And Lord, we pray for our own nation, that we will be people who love mercy and justice and walk humbly with you. We pray your blessing on the Lutheran Advocacy Days coming up this week and conversations with the Lutheran Church in Mexico. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We ask your blessing, Lord, on our bishops Elizabeth and Andy and for the leaders of your church everywhere and for us, the people of San Marcos Lutheran Church. Give us, Lord, your spirit of boldness and courage, and may we follow you wherever you may lead us. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
This Memorial Weekend, Lord, we ask your blessing on all those who continue to mourn, who suffer from the loss of the loved ones. And we give you thanks and praise for those who have lived and have died for the sake of peace. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Joining our voices with your faithful ones in every time and place, we offer our prayers in the name of the risen one, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And also with you.
We share with one another a sign of God's peace.
Peace with you.
That's
what
other
neighbors said last time. That's Ireland. Hopefully, you know, Jesus. Peace be with you, James. Peace of Christ be with you always. Peace be with you always.
Peace be with you. Thank you.
Peace be with you always. Peace be with you always. Peace be with you always. With you always.
Every good and gracious gift comes from above, and we respond to the gifts of our offering.
Thank you.
Stand and join the singing of the song. This is my song, the hymn, and light a candle as you so desire.
We continue with the offering prayer on the bottom of page 5. Blessed are you, O God, ruler of heaven and earth. Day by day you shower us with blessings. As you have raised us to new life in Christ, give us glad and generous hearts, ready to praise you
and respond to those in need. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.
Amen. We praise you for creating the heavens and the earth. We bless you for bringing Noah and his family through the waters of the flood, for freeing your people Israel from the bonds of slavery, and for sending your Son to be our Redeemer. We give you thanks for Jesus, who living among us healed the sick, fed the hungry, and with a love stronger than death gave his life for others. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord took bread and gave thanks and broke it. He gave it to his disciples saying, take and eat, this is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Again after supper, Jesus took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to all to drink, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this in remembrance of me. Remembering therefore his life-giving death and his glorious resurrection, we await your promised life for all this dying world. Breathe your Holy Spirit upon us and upon this bread and cup. Carry us in your arms from death to life, that we may live as your chosen ones, clothed in the righteousness of Christ. Through him, our honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, both now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
And Lord, we pray that your agenda of shalom will be our agenda as well. Our Father in heaven,
hallowed be your name.
Your kingdom come,
your will be done,
on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial. Deliver us from evil. The kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours,
now and forever.
All is prepared. Everyone is welcome. Jesus makes his home with us, and you are invited to come home and partake at Christ's table. Please be seated as our communion assistants come forward. We serve by dipping, so please hold the bread and dip it in the red wine or the white juice. Gluten-free wafers are also available.
Thank you.
the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the gifts of his body and blood, strengthen, keep, and unite us now and forever. Amen. Life-giving God, in the mystery of Christ's resurrection, you send light to conquer darkness, water to give new life, and the bread of life to nourish your people. Send us forth as witnesses to your Son's resurrection, that we may show your glory to all the world. Through Jesus Christ, the Lord of life. Amen.
Well, there are many ways to grow in discipleship and fellowship in the congregation. I'd like to draw your attention to that beautiful yellow piece of paper that you can take with you. On June 7th, we will be going down to Tijuana. We'll be visiting Casa de Migrantes and Instituto Madre Asunta, the men's shelter and the women and children's shelter that we've helped to support and to provide a teacher for. If you'd like to come, you do need a passport, and we'll leave here at 10:30. So let me know if you're interested in joining us. New members will be received on June 9th if that is of interest. Just check around here. Anyway, if you know of anyone, talk to Pastor David or myself. Please note all the opportunities with Haven House and with Interfaith, which you will find on the other side. And day camp is coming up quickly. We do have need for some donations and some limited amount of time for volunteers, either in the morning or in the afternoon. If you would like to help with that, that would be greatly appreciated. And we may need a few more people right on site. If you do work with children, of course, you do need to be background checked, but it doesn't take very long, quite easy process. So I invite you all to participate as you are able and bring kids, neighbors and grandkids and friends to come and be a part of this amazing opportunity. The same feeling as being at camp brought here with that whole camp experience right here. It's a wonderful opportunity. Please note the opportunities as well, and for contemplative outreach, etc., and also God's work our hands. Plan your vacation around that, will you? On August 11th. And information on the new columbarium is available in the narthex.
Thank you. Welcome all of our visitors today, but we have one very special visitor who's come the furthest for this baptism, all the way from India, from Hyderabad, and that is our pastor who is the uncle of Oscar, Pastor Vijay Rasalkotla. So welcome. Pastor Vijay is in the United States for a couple of months visiting donors and other connections that he has in the United States, ways that his ministry is supported in India. And Pastor Rasalkotla works with seminaries and training leaders in his community. And so it's a joy to welcome you, and we will keep you and your ministry in our prayers. I'd like you to stand for the blessing. May God, who has brought us from death, fill you with great joy. Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless you now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
the body of Christ, raised up for the world. Go in peace. Share the good news. Thanks be to God. Alleluia.